Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 6th, 2019. Today is Saturday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. When many of Jesus' disciples heard him say, "Whoever eats of this bread will live forever," they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." So often in the Gospels, we hear of Jesus' conflict with the religious leadership, with those in power, with various and sundry groups of people who disagree with his theology. In fact, if we read the Gospels consistently, it can become just rote for us that Jesus is always in conflict with someone. But we tend to always think that the conflict Jesus is having is with someone who is standing, or a group of people who are standing contra his good news. Today's gospel reading gives us a different kind of an insight. Sometimes the teaching of Jesus is so hard that even the people who believe struggle. Sometimes what he says goes against the grain of our own logic. And this is definitely the case here in the 6th chapter of John. We've been listening to this whole thing about Jesus being the bread of life, eating his flesh, drinking his blood, all of those Eucharistic overtones. But remember, when the people first heard Jesus make these very bold statements, they had no frame of reference for what they were hearing. They didn't know he might have been referencing the Eucharist. None of it made any sense. Anybody could look around and see that people are born and people die. And so for Jesus to claim eternal life from eating flesh, that's not just a hard saying. That's a completely illogical one. So some turn away. And Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" And Peter says a wonderful thing. He does not say he believes everything that Jesus has said. He does not say that he understands everything that Jesus has said. What he says is, "Where else can we go? We have come to believe that you have the words of eternal life. We've come to believe and trust in you." Some of these things aren't making sense. Some of these things are difficult. Some of these things go against the grain of everything that I may understand. But I believe in you, Jesus. I do not believe, no pun intended, that Peter was taking the easy way out. Rather, he and the 12, whether out of desperation or commitment, have come to understand that a relationship with Jesus is more important than everything fitting together intellectually and logically. I don't believe that this is a statement contra understanding, but I think what Peter is getting at is that sometimes we believe until we understand. Sometimes we keep at this faith until the faith makes sense. In my role as a priest, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people who've said to me, I like the idea of Jesus, but some of the things that he says and some of the things that the church has said about him, those are just things I can't go with. I can't hang with. I just can't. And one of the pieces of advice or guidance or whatever you want to call it that I will often suggest is just stay in relationship with the body of Christ, the church. Just be in community. Just come to worship. Just take communion. Just engage in the life of faith. This isn't about always being certain. In fact, if it was all about certitude, it wouldn't be a life of faith. Where else can we go? Well, of course, our current culture, like Peter's and the other 11 disciples, offers plenty of other places for us to go. In terms of our own world, we can go any number of places. There's no longer a stigma attached in our culture to not being religious. No one is forcing us to stay with it, to continue to work and live and struggle with our faith. If we wanted to walk away today, no one would bat an eye. And yet, for some of us, even in the midst of all of our struggle, even in the midst of the things that we don't understand, even on days when maybe we doubt more than we believe, there remains for us that little bit of confidence, that smidge of religious, spiritual connection. Even on the worst of days, there's that part of us that is convinced that in Jesus we find the words of eternal life. I certainly think that is true. And even when I struggle with particular items of what to believe and not to believe, over the years, one thing I have come to count upon is that relationship with Jesus is far stronger and more powerful than any set of beliefs. Because Jesus, as the risen Lord of my life, I've come to understand, has the words of life. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.